Have you ever looked at an airport's traffic numbers and thought, that doesn't add up? I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about a set of numbers out of Singapore that tell a bigger story than the headline suggests. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what we know. Singapore Changi Airport just posted its first quarter numbers for 2026, and the headline is 2.3% passenger growth. 17.6 million travelers passed through Changi in just the first 3 months of the year. Now, 2.3% might not sound like a barn burner, but context matters. And the context here is that Middle East disruption has been rerouting traffic, reshuffling airline schedules, and creating uncertainty across some of the busiest long-haul corridors on the planet. Here's what you need to know. Changi sits at one of the most strategic crossroads in global aviation. It's the gateway between East and West for a huge chunk of international traffic. When conflict or instability disrupts routing through the Middle East, that doesn't just affect carriers flying direct through the region, it sends ripple effects across the entire network. Airlines reroute, fuel costs change, connection time shift, and passengers start making different choices about how they get from point A to point B. So the fact that Changi is still growing, even modestly, tells us something important. Southeast Asia as a hub region is proving resilient. Airlines are finding ways to work around the disruption, and Singapore is benefiting from its position as an alternative routing point. Now, why should this matter to you if you're a general aviation pilot listening from somewhere in the United States? Fair question. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. What's happening at airports like Changi is a barometer for the global aviation economy. When international hub airports post growth during periods of geopolitical disruption, that signals underlying demand for air travel is strong, and strong demand flows downhill. It means the commercial aviation pipeline keeps moving, airlines keep ordering aircraft, manufacturers keep building, and that entire supply chain, from avionics to engines to the maintenance workforce, stays under pressure. This affects you if you've been waiting on parts. If you've noticed longer lead times for avionics upgrades or engine overhauls, the global demand picture is part of why. The same workforce and supply chain that supports commercial aviation overlaps significantly with general aviation. When Boeing and Airbus are running full production lines, the companies that make components for your Cessna 172 or your Cirrus SR-22 are juggling priorities too. There's another angle worth considering: fuel. When global air traffic is growing, jet fuel demand stays elevated. And while AVGAs and Jet A are different products, they're tied to the same refining infrastructure. Sustained growth in commercial traffic, even at a modest 2% clip across major hubs, keeps upward pressure on fuel markets worldwide. So when you're looking at fuel prices at your local FBO and wondering why they haven't come down, part of the answer is sitting in traffic numbers like these out of Singapore. Let me put the 2.3% in a broader frame. Before the pandemic, Changi was handling north of 68 million passengers a year. The recovery has been uneven globally, but Southeast Asian airports have been among the fastest to bounce back, driven by strong intra-Asian travel demand and the return of long-haul routes. Changi in particular has been aggressive about attracting new airline service and expanding capacity. They're not just recovering, they're positioning for the next phase of growth. And that next phase matters because of what it means for aviation infrastructure globally. Airports that are growing are airports that are investing. New terminals, new technology, new air traffic management systems. The innovations that get tested and proven at major international hubs eventually work their way into the broader aviation ecosystem. Changi has historically been a leader in airport technology, and their continued growth means continued investment in the kind of infrastructure modernization that shapes how all of us interact with the airspace system over time. One more thing worth noting. The 2.3% growth came despite disruption, not in the absence of it. That's a meaningful distinction. It tells us that the aviation network is adapting. Airlines are finding alternative routings. Passengers are still choosing to fly. The system bends, but it doesn't break. And for those of us who make our living in or around aviation, or who simply love flying, that resilience is worth paying attention to. The global aviation picture is complicated right now. There's disruption in the Middle East, there's supply chain pressure, there's workforce strain, but the demand side of the equation keeps pointing up. People want to fly, and airports like Changi keep proving that even when the world throws curveballs, aviation finds a way forward. That story comes to us courtesy of AeroTime. I'm Tower on ATs. Catch more at RadioHangar.com. Fly safe out there.